Dictation for Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R. Fronts, F-R-A-N-T-Z. September 13, 91. Addresses a letter to Katie, K-A-T-I-E. Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, N-P. 463-9360. Dear Mrs. Powell, consultation for Mr. Franz Tyler, a 34-year-old gentleman. He has a history of hypertension, detected emergency room visit, January 2022, received low dose of Norvasc, took it only for about 2 weeks, was lost from follow-up, did not take any medications until evaluation by your service, August 2025. Severe hypertension in the 200s over 120s. Was placed on ACE inhibitors, diuretics, but because of progressive renal failure, this was discontinued. I'm presently taking full dose of Norvasc. He has a very stressful job. There has been some headaches off and on, no changes on eyesight, no nausea, vomiting, no decreased hearing, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. There was an isolated episode of near syncope at home like a year ago without any associated symptoms and no evaluation. Today comes accompanied with mother, but he lives with wife. He admits doing nicotine pouches, although has cut down from 6 a day to 1 a day. He also does not follow a restricted diet. Many of his food preferences are rich in salt. At work, he has been forced to do mandate extra work. His shift is from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, but every other day is staying until late at night. There is a lot of anxiety. Otherwise, I did a review, extensive review system being negative. Next paragraph, his past medical history for kidney stones with left-sided hydronephrosis. This is back in 2015. Lithotripsy was done February, Dr. Samhan, S-A-M-H-A-N. However, there is no information about kidney function at that time. No stone analysis. Blood pressure was normal all the way to 2019. In 2015, CT scan imaging, bilateral kidney stones, obstruction on the left proximal area, no other abnormalities. Next paragraph, he denies diabetes, hyperlipidemia, heart problems, no TAS stroke or seizures, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, peripheral vascular disease, no heart abnormalities, no liver problems, denies blood transfusion, denies anemia or GI bleeding. Next paragraph, used to smoke one pack every 2 days, discontinued about 6 years ago. He's doing, however, the nicotine pouches. Next paragraph, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, surgeries, the lithotripsy for the kidney stone. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, pressing medication, Norvasc 10 milligrams. Recently added metoprolol 25 milligrams about 2 weeks ago. No anti-inflammatory agents. Occasionally Tylenol, presently off lisinopril HCTC. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, physical exam, 67 inches tall, weight 199. Blood pressure by myself, 128/84 on the right, 130/90 on the left. Alert, oriented time 4. No respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eyes, mucosal skin, non-focal, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal flag tenderness, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, November. Creatinine has risen up to 2.05. This is off ACE inhibitors and ARBs. On those medications, 2.28, 2022, 1.9. Recent GFR will be around lower 40s, stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose. Normal white blood cell count and platelets. Normal liver function test. Low HDL. LDL at 121. Other liver function test not elevated. The last urine analysis is from 2022, 100 of protein, 1 plus of blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. This is likely chronic kidney disease. Question related to hypertension. Diagnosed but not treated in the long term, since at the time of emergency room visit for upper respiratory symptoms. At that time, urine was already showing some blood and protein. As well as abnormal kidney function. Blood pressure in the office today is fair. Our goal diastolic should be less than 80. I will not oppose the use of ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. New kidney ultrasound is going to be obtained to assess for asymmetry, obstruction, or worsening of the kidney stone abnormalities. There has been no abnormalities on electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, or cell count. Blood tests or need for phosphorus binders. He does have bilateral kidney stones and non-type. Unfortunately, I don't find any stone analysis. When he has the stone removed in 2015, there is also no blood test to assess if there was any kidney abnormalities at that time. He very well could have a long-standing chronic kidney disease that will explain the progressive renal failure, the kidney stones, as well as the now progressive hypertension. We discussed about salt restriction, physical activity, his job situation, unfortunately, no immediate help, which is very stressful, with mandatory overtime. Also discuss at length with the patient and mother continue to follow. End of dictation.